The Osgood File, sponsored by Premier Express from Mercedes-Benz. Service in about an hour or less with no appointment necessary. Visit a participating dealer. I'm Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. A look back at Frank Gifford after this from Charlie.
NFL Monday Night Football.
Frank Gifford has died at the age of 84. He was a personality even before joining the New York Giants. As he told ESPN, he was saddled with the nickname Glamour Boy for taking movie roles while he played football at USC.
And my nose wasn't broken. I had all my teeth. I paid an enormous price for it, too, on the football field.
But he quickly proved himself on the field, even as he appeared on game shows, like What's My Line?
Well, this is a product that my wife would have, and I wouldn't.
Yes.
Control of weight?
No.
At 4 down and 6 to go, then you're in trouble, boy.
But Frank Gifford became most famous as the longest-running host of ABC's Monday Night Football, one of the most challenging jobs in broadcasting because he served as the human buffer zone between Howard Cosell and Don Meredith, like the time when the game was so boring that Cosell invited singer Bobby Goldsboro to the booth to do cricket sounds.
Show the folks how you do the cricket.
Well, we're stretching tonight, aren't we? Really out there stretching.
Franco Harris throws it out to the 43.
But he also knew when the news should come first. On December 8th, 1980, during a commercial break, they got word that John Lennon had been shot and killed. The Dolphins and the Patriots were tied at 13. They're about to come back live for the game-winning kick. And off the air, Cosell is telling Gifford he doesn't want to interrupt the broadcast until Gifford convinces him otherwise.
I can't see allowing for that news flash. Can you?
Absolutely, I can see it.
You can?
You betcha.
We've got to do it.
This is going to shake up the whole world.
All right, let Gif call this play and then I'll get it in.
And the bulletin went on the air. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.